Okay. Hello guys. I am back here on Body Slam and I had the opportunity and privilege of talking to the MLW National Openweight Champion, Alex King. Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. When I found out that you were open to doing this interview, I was excited. I had so many emotions. I was like, I finally got an interview with another MLW star. My first one's actually with Danny Limelight, so
Oh,
really.
wow. Hey, that's my boy.
Oh my gosh, so I spent days doing my research on you and getting to know more because I wrote down a lot of questions I wanted to find out about you. So like my first question is like, how did you get into wrestling? What motivated you into training for the sport?
I was watching Monday Night Raw with my dad, and it was Jeff Hardy versus The Undertaker for the Undisputed Title, the ladder match. And Undertaker absolutely beat the living hell out of Jeff Hardy in that match. But like even like before like seeing the match, just seeing Jeff Hardy come out on stage and like and he's doing his thing, he's having a good time. I look back at my dad and I'm like, that's what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. That's what I'm gonna do. That's my dream. So I think that match was like, let's go.
And other than WWE, did you ever go to like the live events or did you go into any like pay-per-views that you really wanted to go to?
No, my parents never really had the money to do all those things, and I think even if they did have the money to do those things, they still wouldn't let me go. I went to my first live event. I think it was like early 2018. It was like right before I started training. It was a SmackDown live event. I think the person I was most excited to see there was Apollo Crews, because he trained with AR Fox and he also trained with the A4. So yeah, that was, I think I told myself if I enjoy this show as much as like I do watching it on TV, like then I will definitely become a professional wrestler.
And I know that you did wrestling in college, didn't you?
College and high school.
And you also, you have MMA experience. You trained at American Top Team, is that right?
Yes, I did.
What was it like, training at American Top Team and being around people who are making it big now in the MMA world?
It was definitely inspiring. It was a little bit of an adjustment to getting punched in the face. But my wrestling ability kind of carried me on that. I can throw a pretty good right, a nice left hook. But I mainly relied on my wrestling as far as training with some of those top stars.
And when I remember MLW doing like their announcements on like who was getting signed and like who was getting drafted into the company, and your name popped up, and I was like, I gotta find out more about Alex King. So when I started seeing your matches on MLW and then watching yourself on Independence, I'm like, this man is going to be a star. And my question to
Thank
you
you.
is, you're welcome. My question to you is like, why MLW? How did the talks come about you getting on board with this company?
So funny enough, like I had done like a few interviews like way before like they even reached out to me. And I'd always said like MLW was a place that I wanted to go because my style and the way that MLW is produced and presented, they kind of go hand in hand. And it was also like I guess from like the experience of like working television, it's always a good skill to have in your pocket because I feel like for some people it does kind of suck to get taken right from the indies and then put into like an AEW or WWE, and like you have to really like learn how to like be on television because television wrestling and independent wrestling are so drastically different. So like as far as like the talks and stuff, like I was checking my wrestling email and I checked it sometimes, but this is around the time like people weren't really like reaching out to me as far as like trying to get me to like come to where I mean come to their shows and stuff like that. So like I would check it periodically. And I was scrolling through and I saw MSL and I was like, Is someone playing a joke on me right now? Is what? So I opened it, and basically it was like, do you have any interest in working with MLW? And I was like, hell yeah, I have interest in working with MLW. This is what I've been talking about for months. So I messaged him back. We talked. He sent over the contract. I signed it, and then I had to sit on that. Couldn't tell anybody. So I just kind of had to keep that to myself until they finally announced the open draft. And my Twitter blew up. It definitely blew up. I think a lot of people, some people didn't know who I was, which is understandable and it's fine. But a lot of my friends and stuff that I've met over this time on this meteoric rise in independent wrestling, everybody was super happy for me. I was just like, I mean, I'm gonna continue to stay humble, and just kill every opportunity I get. And I feel like I'm delivering on that, and I plan on continuing to deliver on that.
And being backstage at MLW, you have people like Danny Limelight, Tom. You guys had Tom Lawler, but now he's no longer with the company. You have people like Jacob Fatu, Alex Hammerstone. Who, if you have a situation that you're going through or something, or you don't know what to do for the show, who do you go to for advice?
Originally, I would go to King Mo, or I'd go straight to Court, or Hammerstone. Now I really go to Mr. Thomas. He's been wrestling for a long time. He has a lot of knowledge, and he, I mean, as long as I guess ask the right questions, he'll feed me the information. But he makes me work for it.
And speaking on being with MLW, you actually debuted in the Battle Riot. So what was that like for you, being there with a lot of meat sound like EJ and Duka and many others?
Well, so initially when I got out there, EJ was in the ring, thank God, because that man is huge. But it was I'm not necessarily a fan of multi-man matches because there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of risk. There's a lot of risk of injury. But I guess my game plan going into that was to make a statement, and that was to throw as many bodies as I possibly could. And as you can see, if you watch the Battle Riot, definitely go back and watch that. But that is exactly what I did, and I feel like I made like it just in that small little moment, I made my mark on MLW. And definitely, I guess got across that I am here to stay and I'm here to do big things.
Wow. And when Alex Hammerstone vacated his national openweight title after winning the world title, and we found out it was gonna be a ladder match, when you found out that you were gonna win the vacant title, what was going through your mind? What were the emotions like?
Court actually called me a day before. No. A few days before, and he was like, basically, we're going to strap the rocket to you, and we're going to see what happens. And I literally had like goosebumps. It was I didn't think it would happen this quickly. I didn't think it would happen this quickly. But it definitely, I guess it definitely brought also like a kind of calm because like to have an entire company believe in you, and you're just coming in. You're just coming in. It's pretty crazy. But like everybody that I've seen that has ended up winning some kind of championship in some kind of company early, they're always destined for huge things. So to have that level of confidence and respect from the office is definitely humbling, but it's also a blessing.
And now that you're, the national openweight champion, do you see, I would you ever think of, doing like the open door policy slash, forbidden door happen if you ever like did an open challenge for that title? And who would you want, to come through that door?
Yeah, definitely. I'm open to any and all challengers, male, female, doesn't matter. It's the open weight championship, so weight doesn't even matter. I think it would be cool to wrestle AR Fox, my trainer, def a legend in this business. I think it would be cool to wrestle Josh Alexander. Who else? Some guys like it would be cool to meet Russell AC Mack. I just wrestled him for the IWTV world title last week. It would be cool for Darius Lockhart to come through. Effie would be cool. There's a lot of like I guess like Jeff Cobb would be fired too. I know he was there for a little bit while I think he was there while I was in Philly. That would be a cool match to have. There's a lot of like stylistically different matches that I could have and that could be, marquee matches.
Wow. And we've seen Tajiri come through, the open door. He's from All Japan. Do you see yourself, doing New Japan Strong or any Japanese wrestling promotion in the future?
I'm definitely open to it. I think that we have a working relationship with Pro Wrestling Noah. So yeah, I'm definitely open to wrestling internationally. That's on my goal list as far as like my career goes, and we're just getting started. So if the opportunity ever arises, I am jumping on it like white on rice.
Is there anyone in particular you would want to face that's from Japan or from Mexico? Or from the UK?
Not really in particular. I really like religiously stick to like the I guess like the US scene. But again, I'm open to any and all challengers.
And now that you've departed from American Top Team and you started your own promotion, what was that like, like what was going through your mind when you announced that they were leaving American Top Team?
It was bittersweet. It was definitely bittersweet. Dan is great. Mo's great. And I've learned a lot from both of them. But I feel like I kind of needed to strike it out on my own. And like try to create my own, like, I guess you would say empire or dynasty, no pun intended. No pun intended, but like try to create my own thing, and like, and I hope to one day expand that, like even outside of MOW, just like take the Bume Fight Club worldwide.
Wow. And I know you just recently wrestled for Battle Slam, is that correct?
Yes, I did. I wrestled Fuego del Sol.
Was that like, doing Battle Slam, and how did like the talks come about for you doing this? Because I know Baron Black is basically behind this idea.
Yes, he is. Funny enough, I think I messaged because one of my friends, Michael Bodega, he DJ'd the whole thing, and I saw that he got announced for it, and I was like, "How do I get on here?" So I messaged Baron, and I believe he told me like there wasn't like a spot there right then and there, but he said he would let me know. I don't know what happened, who dropped out, somebody dropped out. Baron was like, yo, I got a spot. And I was like, I'm in there like swimwear. It was really cool to like have I've been on one other show that was like I guess like hip hop inspired. And that was Paradigm Pro Wrestling's No Hook series, produced by J Rose, who is a phenomenal announcer and I guess promotion owner because he owns Naptown Pro along with a few other wrestlers. So that was a really cool experience. So I assumed that this would be just as cool as an experience to see Pastor Troy in there, getting to meet Josiah Williams. It was definitely a very unreal experience. And like Atlanta's my home. And to be able to wrestle and I guess like immerse myself within the culture of hip hop along with the culture of professional wrestling. I can't wait to do it again.
I definitely missed out on about Will be, you know, tuning in, because I had seen an interview from Baron Black where he mentioned your name and, you know, you appearing on the promotion. So I will definitely watch that show later.
Oh, he talked about me. Oh, yes. Baron likes me. Of course he likes me.
And now that we're heading into the tapings for Philly, how excited are you, you know, to do these tapings again? And how often do these, you know, happen?
Tapings are about once a month. I think the only time we did like back-to-back tapings was WrestleMania weekend, if that's what you call it, or I guess that's what they call it. they have once a month. I'm always super excited. I wish I knew what I was doing, who I was facing, who I was wrestling, just to get like a better handle and better, I guess like preparation. But it's Kings of Coliseum. I think they announced Leo Rush for it. Sandman's coming back. So it's definitely going to be nuts, but every show that we have in Philly is nuts. The 2300 arena is crazy. There's so much history there. It's the old ECW arena. Like every time I go, I have to, like, even though I have like several pictures in the men's bathroom with the famous mural, like I always have to make sure I go and get another picture. But I love the energy there. It's where I debuted. It's where I won the open weight championship. So yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely excited to punch somebody in the face and throw them across the ring.
Oh my gosh. And you know, you said like you love, you know, going to Philly and going to that arena. Are there any other arenas that you enjoy wrestling? Do you have any fond memories of wrestling at?
As far as like big name arenas, I've really enjoyed the arena that we wrestled in North Carolina. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I enjoyed that. It was huge. It was nice. I guess arenas that I'm excited to wrestle in is, I don't know what the venue is in Chicago, but I'm excited to wrestle in Chicago. And I'm also extremely excited to wrestle in New York.
Oh my God, I'm actually from New York.
Hey, see?
So I will definitely be reaching out to go there because it's like an hour away from me by train. So I really want to go to the show.
You gotta be there. You gotta be there to see me throw people.
Definitely. Alex, let the people know where they can find you, socials, merch, MLW, and all that good stuff.
MLW is on BN Sports and YouTube, so definitely find me on there. I have a bunch of other independent wrestling matches on YouTube. I'm on IWTV a lot. My merchandise is on MLW.com and BrainbusterTees.com. Twitter, Alex_Kane11. Instagram, TheRealAlexKane1. TikTok, Throwing Bodies, because I need more followers on TikTok. We all need that. We all need that. That's all. That's pretty much all my socials. All my socials. Buy my merchandise. Watch me be funny on TikTok and watch my matches. You know.
Oh my gosh, Alex Kane, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day for doing this interview, and thank you for
having me.
I really enjoyed this. I will want to have you on the next one.
You definitely will. I'm open to it. Just hit my line, my email, something. DM me, message me, don't really matter. I'm coming back.
Thank you so much.